Welcome to Sprouts, radio from the grassroots, a weekly program showcasing the stories and radio productions from this and many other community stations across the country.
Radio WS, get occupied.
The next stop is Wall Street.
They say, why we must occupy. Open up your eyes and just all look to the sky. And they say, this is just a movement, a new revolution. That's just how we do it. We're not gonna give up or ever stop. No, we gonna let it pop to the next generation. 2012. They say, why we must occupy. And they say, why occupy. And they say, why we occupy. We gotta get up, stand up for your rights, yeah. And they say,
okay, if you hide money you took out of the American economy overseas, you're not a patriot. There, I said it. I'm tired of rich people who have enjoyed 10 years of the Bush tax cuts for the rich telling me that poor people don't pay their fair share in taxes. They say that middle and low income Americans don't have enough skin in the game, while the banksters have skinned us alive. I'm tired of the richest of the rich demanding every break, and yet refusing to give a break to the other 99% of us. We don't even want a break. We want fair treatment and a chance to work hard and prosper. But that can't happen when we're exploited and the chips are stacked against us. And frankly, I'm sick of whiny rich people who keep saying that we aren't working hard enough. They sound like slave drivers. I'm sick of being told we all have to sacrifice when the richest among us aren't willing to sacrifice a damn thing. Think of the anti-tax zealots who go into convulsions when we mention raising taxes on the rich. These clowns also think it's fine and fair to make poor middle-income people pay more taxes so they will have more skin in the game. They want to have their cake and eat yours too. Poor people don't have a Cayman Islands to put their money into. They don't even have money. Many of these poor people only recently became poor after being unemployed in this jobless bankster's paradise, and many other currently poor people used to have good paying jobs that they worked hard at every day, until the union busters and job outsourcers and right-to-work shills destroyed many of the good jobs we used to have in America and turned them into low-paying mick jobs at poverty wages with no benefits. Union busters want to blame you for your own poverty, even though they created the conditions for that poverty to exist. To hell with that. Income inequality is a disaster in America. The growing impoverishment of the working class is hurting the economy far more than any regulation big business would love to strip down. Yet the rich and those who consume their propaganda have built a tower of Babel around the notion that poor people are bad, lazy, criminally inclined leeches on society who gain the entire system to their own benefit, and we couldn't live without our benevolent job-creating fat cats. Karl Rove would be proud. In reality, it's the other way around. You couldn't eat without a working farmer feeding you. You couldn't drive without a construction worker paving your roads. And you wouldn't be able to read this without a hardworking teacher who taught you how to read. Those people are the job creators. The rich son of a self-made businessman who makes an income based off of stock bets he made is the idle rich. He doesn't work, he lives off of other people's work, and he should be damned grateful for it. I don't even mind that he's wealthy where he is. It is when he starts shipping my job overseas that I get mad. It's when he starts shutting down businesses in America so he can make a bigger CEO salary that I get mad. And when he tells me I have to fight in his wars and pay more in taxes while he hides his money in the Cayman Islands, he shouldn't be surprised when I start thinking of pitchforks and torches. The long and short of it is this. It's a disgusting outrage that the people who made wealth in America we all work together to build can hide that wealth in the Cayman Islands to avoid taxes while demanding that the poor and working class pay more. So here's a new rule. You're not a patriot if you hide money you made in America in the Cayman Islands to avoid taxes. And you're not allowed to call yourself a patriot again until you put your money where your mouth is and take it out of the Cayman Islands and bring it all back to America where it came from. Rant off.
Time now for Bob Babs, Bobby and Barb, brought to you by Mozilla Goldman and Fuld. On food stamps, we have a mortgage for you. Say, Bob, why the long face?
I don't know. Lately, my face feels, well, bland.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Bob. Been getting out much?
Well, not really. Unlike you, I have a job.
Touche. But my face feels exciting, new, refreshed.
What's your secret?
It's all natural spicy pepper, Bob.
Really? Is that all?
That's it. And what's more, it's free.
Come on down with us, Bob, and occupy some Wall Street.
It'll freshen up your face fast, real fast, with pepper. Real pepper sprayed right from a can.
Get a buzz from the fuzz.
It's a pisser for your kisser.
Join us next time for Bob Babs, Bobby and Barb. Brought to you by Mozilla, Goldman and Fuld. Redefining the American dream, one job at a time.
They are all standing in solidarity.
And they are all standing in solidarity.
To protect somebody's house.
To protect somebody's house.
In their community.
In their community.
One of the most important parts of a reform agenda is to encourage people to own something, own their own home. Government must stand on the side of people. Because I understand if you own something, you have a vital stake.
I heard my dad saying we might lose our home.
My home.
3 million families now are said to be in danger of foreclosure. That's a 50-state Katrina.
The cascading impact of the subprime mess is clear. No mortgage relief plan can undo the loose practices of the real estate bubble.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. And that holds true. Foreclosures have skyrocketed.
Not because they've lost their jobs. Not because of life circumstances. But because the mortgage is pushing them into foreclosure.
The meltdown of the subprime mortgage market. How can I make this work for me?
They all displace themselves in our communities and rip people off.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this.
We lose our house. We lose everything. It's all we've got.
Watch out. Watch out.
People being taken advantage of. Losing the American dream.
It's designed for you to lose your home.
My home.
Your home.
Watch out.
The people who've been victimized by the subprime scam have not been covered. The media has responsibility for this. You know why? Because media outlets were taking ads from these mortgage lenders. They're taking ads from these credit card companies. They're making money on getting people into debt.
Where are the investigations?
Hey, hello everybody. I'm Danny Schechter, your news dissector. 14 million people are in the category of either in or facing foreclosure in America. That's a catastrophe. These policies were quite intentional. They knew exactly what they were doing. This wasn't done, as a result of errors. It was a plan. And it was a plan that many industries work together on. That's what most people don't know to this day, that the insurance industry is represented by AIG, which insured the big banks, the finance industry, of course, that invested in all of this, and also the real estate firms that went out and peddled these homes to try to attract and seduce people into buying homes they knew they couldn't afford. 14 million people are in the category of either in or facing foreclosure. In America. That's a catastrophe. You know, what's ironic about all of this is that Wall Street today is one of the most highly secured area. They have surveillance cameras looking at every single person on the street. The Occupy Wall Street, they had a whole truck there, a whole unit that was filming 24 hours a day, every every single person with cameras that could zoom in on them, actually even hear what they were saying. And that's what they did on Wall Street. Ironically, there were no cameras on the inside documenting what they were talking about and what they were doing. In other words, they're planning, they're scheming to create this crisis to benefit themselves and to cost the rest of us our whole economy. I'm very pleased to have in the studio with me Ray Lewis, a former captain of the Philadelphia Police Department, who showed up at Occupy Wall Street with his uniform and supported the occupation. And for his troubles and for his courage and his stand, he was denounced by some of the executives of the Philadelphia Police Department and arrested by the NYPD. And he's here to tell the tale. He's been very visible in standing up for the principles that he believes in. Law enforcement can be selective, you know, goes after the people at the bottom, not the people at the top. And that's why to this day, there have been no prosecutions, indictments, arraignments, arrests of the top CEOs in the financial industry. You know, just as a cop, how do you feel about that? What do you think people in America feel about that?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Danny. And I want to make sure everyone knows that I am a retired Philadelphia police captain. I've been retired for 8 years. And, Danny, what you say is so true about the all of this observation was on the outside and nothing on the inside. Almost all of crime, when people think of crime, they think of the street-level crime. But almost all of this can invariably be traced back to white-collar crime. One of my signs at the Zuccotti Park, Occupy Wall Street, is I'm encouraging people. It says, watch Inside Job. Inside Job is a documentary about the Wall Street, and it's particularly the default mortgage crash in 2008. And it's extremely enlightening when you have all the interviews of the individuals who were involved. And as Danny said, this was a scheme, a well-thought-out scheme. This was not an accident. These were criminal acts. And what happens? Nothing. No one was held accountable for this. But we want to make sure we arrest the guy that steals a bicycle to try to get to his job at McDonald's.
It was very hard. It upsets me. Upsets me immensely. I haven't been back around here for a while. Yeah. My father died in his house, and he never wanted me to lose it. And I feel like I failed him, too.
Here in New York City, we have a foreclosure prevention hotline, and we get calls from all over the city from low and moderate income homeowners who are at risk of foreclosure, particularly from predatory lending. And we're just getting deluged. Foreclosure rates are very high.
And I would even say that this is racketeering because it took place between a group of real estate agencies and banks together.
I will guarantee you that if you own a house or an apartment, that the bank that issued you your mortgage is not the bank that holds your mortgage today.
Bail out working women and men who worked hard to buy their home. That's who you need to bail out if there's any bailout.
Someone can talk about a poor homeowner who maybe didn't deserve a $120,000 home, but on the other hand, there was someone on Wall Street making a $12 million bonus because of that deal. So we need to be ensure that we allocate accountability properly.
It's not fair to the rest of us, you know. What are we supposed to do? They can bail them out, but they can't help us.
The people who are losing homes now, they could have used that money to not to take them out of the loan, but at least to revamp the loans for them and make it easier for them to live.
Wall Street doesn't do mortgage lending. What Wall Street did was package, sell, repackage, and resell mortgages, making what was a small housing bubble a gigantic housing bubble, and making what became an American financial problem very much a global financial problem.
You'll see those signs all over the neighborhoods. You know, once they go into foreclosure, it becomes a matter of public record. It's sort of a feeding frenzy where people are deluged with phone calls, with mailings, with people coming to their door. These self-styled foreclosure rescue specialists. And the pitch is always, we can help you save your home. What in fact happens is people lose their home.
They come in, we're going to lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, and give you new credit cards and so forth. And people go for that. But they fail to tell people that your insurance and your taxes and principal, all that's not included in this new monthly payment that they come up with. And there's no way in the world that people on fixed income can afford it. It's designed for you to lose your home.
all live by religion. Some of us common sense. Some love the neighbors. Some want to build defense. Half a life is pure.
Marshall came. My children was having lunch on a Wednesday, the coldest day in January, and said, you have 10 minutes to leave. My children had suffered nightmares. My son Daniel would hide under the seat of the car when he would see a police officer. You know, they still remember what they were having for lunch that was left there. They could not even pack their things. Here I am, a hardworking mother of four at the time, not wanting to go on welfare. I'm sure they will pay a rent for us and give us food, but that's not our ambition. Wanting to keep our house as an inheritance for our children, it's not something wrong. And we weren't well educated as to how swift and conniving these people are.
We have a dream. Everybody have a chance to get the dream. It's not just one class or one race. And at this point, nobody's getting that piece of dream at all.
I own my beautiful home, and now it's gone. And it took my house from me.
Big conglomerate banks have control of Congress.
And I approve this message.
When I wasn't able to work, we had to get the mortgage on the house to get the siding because the house was paid for. It just got behind. It just got behind, and my house was sold in the auction. I don't have nothing. I don't have anything.
There's nothing like Florida in the winter, right, honey?
I'll say, we did everything right. Worked hard, raised our kids in a beautiful home, and set up an account for our own winter, like our parents did.
To secure our retirement nest egg, we chose a firm with a century of solid achievement, Mazzillo, Goldman, and Fold.
Not one of these flashy new go-go investment companies.
Well, the long and the short of it is, we lost the house to foreclosure, but we headed south before they could get the car. Now we're living in my sister's garage in Boca Raton.
It's hot as the dickens in here.
Thank you, Mazzillo, Goldman, and Fold.
Mazzillo, Goldman, and Fold, making love with your money.
I occupy for tolerance.
Representation.
Liberation.
Salvation.
Revolution.
Individualism.
Community.
Special ed.
Brotherhood. Peace.
Equality.
Freedom.
Morals.
Justice.
The rest is gonna be history.
House Republicans have a plan for America's job creators which put the nation on a fiscally sustainable path, make our tax code more competitive, help create more American-made energy, and take the burden of regulation off our job creators' backs so America can go back to work.
The bull. The bull for today. The job creators. The 1%. Companies and individuals are the job creators. Taxing them, imposing regulations on their excesses, and criticizing them will make them less likely to hire people. It's time to occupy that bullshit. Job creators. Another beautiful word module from the right-wing propaganda lab. We should not raise taxes on billionaires and businesses because they're the ones who do the hiring and the firing. Never make them angry or sad. Now, it's true that it's primarily businesses and wealthy people who hire workers. And it's also true that when more workers are hired, the unemployment rate goes down. Although it doesn't necessarily follow that more people working will create a surge in consuming to match the good old days. Rates of consumption are also determined, probably more so, by the salaries of the workers. Now, this was well understood by a free market one percenter named Henry Ford. He paid his workers enough so they could afford luxuries like a brand new Model T Ford. He figured that one out. The fact is that the people and institutions who hire do not do so because they're in a good mood. And it's not because they've stashed away more beans in the fridge by avoiding taxes and having safety, environmental, and anti-fraud regulations eliminated. If demand shoots up, businesses will hire people in an instant because providing goods and services to a growing consumer base is the whole point of having a business. Even if taxes were tripled and bookcases full of new regs were enacted, hiring would surge in order to meet a surging demand. If taxes and regulations were eliminated tomorrow, no new hiring would be done if demand wasn't there. Are McDonald's and Walmart going to hire new workers to stand around all day if customers aren't showing up? Are manufacturers going to hire people to assemble products if orders aren't coming in? Taxes and regulations have nothing to do with the unemployment problem. Consumers, not businesses, are the job creators. Business simply responds in a Pavlovian way to demand, whether it's up or down. Job creation was at its peak when we had a strong, thriving middle class that invented shopping as a form of entertainment and competitive sport. And taxes on businessmen and the rich were much higher back then. Bullshit flies on the wings of ignorance, and knowledge eats bullshit for lunch. Bon appetit.
This is Wall Street.
Something's wrong!
Produced by Pilar Levine, production manager Austin Hill, communications director Evangelina Jimenez, music selections Occupy GA and Why Occupy by Goldie Shack Gorillas, Occupy This by Polarity One, Rant Off, Jesse LaGreca, The Foreclosure Segment, interview Danny Schechter with Ray Lewis, spoken montage from Danny Schechter's film Plunder, musical montage in the song Home Sweet Home by Polarity One, skits written and produced by Polarity One with voices by Austin Hill, Deborah Gehringer, Katie Martin, and Pilar Levine. Occupy that book at Pilar Levine.